given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Oh, well, good morning. Good day, everyone. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, everyone. So we're always so glad to be here.
Yes. Today on this beautiful Access to Angels and Grace, we're hoping to give access or at least point everyone in the direction of standing in their own power when has been breached. And Noemi, this is a powerful one for everybody at so many different times and levels. And I'm so excited to have the show today as you channel some beautiful messages and read the pre-channel message is, I think when I hear about it, when I even, like, my trust has been breached, I immediately get the feeling that it's non-repairable. Like, that's it. It's done. But that really isn't the case.
No. So when our trust is breached, there's so many reasons, right? So we have to, if we can be a little bit curious to see what's going on, perhaps we've breached our own trust, which is part of, you know, what we, Lisa, you and I were talking about. Sometimes we've breached our own trust before we feel like someone has breached our trust. Or perhaps this is somebody that we really need to recognize as untrustworthy and therefore be willing to separate from them. So, you know, and then there's things that appear to be breaches of trust, but really aren't. It's just circumstances or poor communication or various different things. So it's always repairable within us, right? Okay, the trust has been breached. Where do we go now? Do we shrink? Do we put up the walls? Do we, you know, isolate, withdraw, or do we learn from it, see what it is there to show us and make any course correction if it's necessary?
Yes. And you know what's funny? I like you said about protection or not. And sometimes we think there's been, we feel in that moment that trust has been breached, but maybe we're missing some pieces of information. Maybe our ego is standing in our own way from seeing things. And
yes.
When we had chatted, there was something that showed up, but I love that. It's
Lisa, you've disappeared. Okay. Can't hear you. Can't hear her. Can you hear her? Lisa, I am going to message Lisa and then I will chat and not leave everybody hanging. But she's been having challenges. So Lisa's been having challenges, which to me, when those things show up, technical difficulties, is she back?
Yes.
Oh, you're back. So I was telling everyone that you've been having some technical difficulties. And to me, when challenges show up, there's something for me to look at. That's why they're there. I've learned that, you know, when challenges show up. So I remember I used to, when I was studying with the medicine woman, the shaman, there would be times when we'd be having our session and neither one of us could get through and all these various things. And I was like, oh, I eventually learned that it's like, you know, the universe trying to get me to line up, to be in alignment, to get us to be in alignment so we could, and it was usually very deep healing that took place. So challenges are there with great messages. Yes.
Yeah, very interesting, because if I took this specific case, and I can share with everybody this one, is I live on an island and I'm using the local internet system. And the interesting thing is, if I was not standing in my power, if I was just angry about it, felt that I've breached of trust, I have paid this, it is a contract, where are my services, right? Then I could go at them and say, you know what, you stink and all these things. Or by standing my power, I could say, well, clearly my needs are exceeding what is being delivered. Is there, what are my other options? And so in that, maybe outgrown something, right? Maybe you've shifted or you realize that, hey, I just can't let the wind throw me around like this. You know, I've got to do something. Mm. Interesting, even on that level, we can use our topic today about breach of trust. Because sometimes we just think, well, that's just not fair. And well, that won't get you too far. I mean, you want to honor that you've been hurt or let down or frustrated. However, how do we stand in that power? Like, you know, call back. You know, I know.
Call back. And you did. Your internet didn't work, so you connected via phone. And you've been just keep on going and recognizing, okay, what can I do? What could I do differently? And so, yeah. You know, I feel like we started this conversation, Lisa, about the show. And so Lisa asked me, what's showing up in your life? And you know, and then I asked her. And then so we recognized that there were things that showed up that could be perceived as breaches of trust, but we were perceiving them differently. And we were able to look at them from a higher place. And to me, then, this whole thing has really turned so much into how do you stand in your power, you know, in the pre-channel messages, Lisa likes to call it. It talks a lot about standing in your power, standing like a tree, which is not resisting. It's not pushing. It's not, it is there fully present, and it's not trying to change what's happening and trying or resist it.
Well, that really sounds like a perfect place to read the message, actually.
Yeah, because to me, we started with the breaches, the perception that, yeah, that trust was breached. But then we moved into the power piece, which I feel like is really important, right? Because we can feel like, okay, I trusted this person, you know, they didn't show up. Like the time that you would, so Lisa and I talk every Wednesday at 5:30, and she wasn't there one day. Completely not there, no message, nothing. And then I found out her kitty was, you know, was in a really needing a lot of care and going to emergency and stuff. But in the midst of that, you know, it was, do I go with breach of trust? Do I go like she is abandoning me? Or do I go, wow, something must really be happening, and send her some loving energy, which is what I was grateful that I was able to do.
Yes.
You know, so, right. But that in the past and not that far distant past, my feelings would have been wounded. I would have been, you know, I really would have been so wounded by that. And so it's like standing in the power is so important, because that would take away my power. That would put me into the victim place of, you know, nobody loves me and all of that. And so how do we stand in our power? And we're not talking about power over. We're talking about that power that comes from within. So,
and Noemi, on that too, you know, there's another situation people might identify with this is, there are some people who are so paranoid and really worked up and worried about breaching trust to another that they think, oh my gosh, like in that situation, I could have really beat myself up. Like, oh my gosh, how could I have forgotten? Like I was just got so carried away with Lucy the kitty, who is perfectly healthy and bouncing around now, is, you know, I could have felt like I let my word down, like I didn't show up on time, I didn't even call. Oh, like, and then I could have felt really lost my grip and my footholding. Was it called footholding? Yeah, foothold in my own power. There, I would have given
that,
it away.
That's great. That other side of it, you know, because yeah, I mean, you could have gone into I'm not, you know, I was a bad person or whatever. You know, you could have gone into some kind of self-deprecating, not good enough wound,
yeah.
And you were able to trust in our relationship, you know, also I could feel the trust coming through when you apologized. And it's all, yeah. So trust and power, they're so linked. So on that note, how about I start reading this beautiful, beautiful. I just love the imagery in this message. I never know what's going to come through, whether I'm channeling it through writing as I did with this or orally. You know, as we do here. And mm-hmm. it was really sweet.
Oh, I do love it. Yeah.
Okay. Many of you have a distorted understanding of what it means to stand in your power. You either think it means to push back or to resist someone or something. To push or resist is not to stand. The tree stands both in calm and stormy weather. It does not push back or resist the wind. It sways with the wind, yet remains unbroken by it. Sometimes unhealthy or dead branches may break off the tree, but a healthy tree still remains whole. The winds of life can take many forms. A breach of trust is such a windstorm that you find, many of you find, unacceptable, so you resist it. You may think a tree resists the storm, but it does not. It simply stands in its power, regal and tall, allowing the wind to disturb those branches which have become unhealthy. An unhealthy tree may be toppled by the storm, but a healthy tree simply allows the winds to pare away those parts of it which have become unhealthy. How do you respond when the storms of life reveal what is unhealthy in your life? Every breach of trust, whether it is a perceived breach or actual betrayal of trust, reveals unhealthiness within you or your relationship. Do you stop and assess what the winds of betrayal have shown you? Do you assess with your mind or with your heart, with your ego or with your soul? Do you assess from a place of woundedness or of wholeness? The tree remains whole even when the wind has knocked down a weakened branch. Does the betrayal or breach cause you to become unwhole? The tree does not go through the rest of its life wounded. It simply grows and sustains itself through all the calamities it faces. Wind, drought, fire, even lightning. The tree does not have a sense of woundedness. You may say, of course it doesn't, it's only a tree. And we say to you, learn from the tree. Do not become ungrounded by breaches of trust. Use them to reassess, to better understand what are the weakened or unhealthy places within you and in your life. Unlike the tree, you can change course. You can also learn acceptance. In acceptance, there is no one to blame, and you are empowered to make a course correction. If you have been ignoring a glaring truth in your life, you can now adjust to include that truth in your decisions. The betrayals and breaches lay bare truths about your life, if you're willing to look at them. Recognize the breaches of trust as opportunities for greater growth, as openings for realigning your trust. Are you placing trust in what is untrustworthy? Are you blindly giving away your trust? Are you breaching your own trust within yourself to extend trust to others? Dare to look at the breaches and be willing to see what they show you. Also, be willing to adjust to change your course and yourself based on what you see. Everything is an opportunity for growth, for standing in your power, for seeing with clearer vision the truth that is presenting itself to you. Do not ignore what the breaches are showing you, or you will invite more opportunities to be shown what you need, where you need to course correct. This is a benefit of being human. You can course correct. The tree cannot move itself to a less windy place to protect itself. But you can move yourself energetically and even physically if needed to stand in your power is to open your eyes and see what is true in the moment and to graciously adjust based on what you are seeing. There is no need to attack or defend. You are standing. You are being with what is. You are seeing what is, accepting it, and choosing based on your expanded vision. Your vision expands when you are willing to look without resistance or judgment, without avoidance or denial, with full acceptance and non-blame. And with this expanded vision, it is easy to clearly see the best choices for you. Learn to see the gift in the breach. It is here to help you see more clearly. And in that space of clarity, you can see the best choices available to you, and you can be well even in the most unwell situation, as you are empowered to change what is best for you and to accept everything else. We are grateful for those who learn to live this way. And in great love, we are complete. Namaste.
That is so interesting how I heard it for the second time now and different things caught my ear. I love that. One of them I love is, do you assess a breach of trust from wholeness or woundedness? That's going to be one of the questions that's going to be asked to be channeled. I can feel this one because how do we identify? Like, that's actually going to be one of the questions I can share with the listeners right now. We're going to ask Noemi when we come back from break. But it's how do we know? Because if our ego is standing in that way and we are wounded, but the ego says, we're not going to let that happen again, or I'm going to blame or this. How do we get to that point of coming from wholeness when we are so wounded?
Yes. And I like the image of the tree in here. I mean, they do seem to like to talk about trees lately. I like the image of the tree, that the tree is whole, even though maybe a big limb came off of it in the windstorm, the tree is still whole. And the tree doesn't go through life being wounded by that. It doesn't have a perception of woundedness. And I think that is such a powerful way to look at that. Okay, so here's the breach. Here's something that happened. You're whole? Am I in the wound or am I in my wholeness? And is my wholeness expanding or is the wound getting bigger through this?
Yes. Oh, isn't that good? Yes. That is so true for how many people we can visually, I'm thinking about a limb now, you know, have lost a limb and they draw that attention to it constantly. Or are they coming from, I am still absolutely a whole person? That is beautiful. We'll sneak away to commercials and when we come back, let's sit in this. I think standing in your power is standing in your wholeness. So yes, let's do that. Let's come back to that one.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, well, Noemi, I must share with you, that was the busiest commercial break in my I had the universe saying so many things to me right there.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear. Let me turn the air conditioner off. Hold on. There we go. I turned it on and break. Sorry. So it makes a background noise. So
a couple things came up. First of all, I was hearing that a lot. So okay, let me organize this. At first, you know, one of the things I was hearing a lot of self breaching of trust in ourselves, and where when we think I'm alone, I'm hurt. No one else has ever been hurt this much. No one can understand, which is separation, and that is a huge breach of trust to ourselves. Then hearing along that, how do we reach? Well, sometimes we're attracted to others who have similar wounds and breaches of trust, so that we can either ask them, "Well, how did you get past this?" or "What are you doing?" Because it's very hard to not come from our wounds and are not enough. So the question that was kind of forming around that was, is it with daily self-love and communication? Is it, how do we not come from our wounds and are not enough? It seems to be so much easier at times, like, no, I'm hurt. I can't do it.
Yes. And it really is a practice too, right? Like everything. There was certainly a time in my life when there was no choice, but at least no option that I was aware of except to come from the wound, because I was living in the wound. I was so aware of the wound and experiencing, you know, people, my experience of people, my perception was that they were being insensitive and not caring about me and all of this stuff. And so whatever our perception is, we're going to see from that place. You know, one of the things that I'm noticing with myself, and I'm so grateful, you know, ever since we started that Living Beyond the Wounds series, which came out of actually me having a situation in which I felt very wounded, and you having some things in your life, but it's like how much now it's easier for me to recognize the wound and to recognize I have a different choice and to be willing to make that different choice.
And there's always a check-in that I kind of do whenever a breach of trust has happened, let's say, and I'm really hurt about it and angry with myself, perhaps maybe with another person. It actually, the longer I sit in that and not stand in my power, I can feel my very life force, my health degrading, getting turned down, dimmed down. And then I start acting in ways that I know I wouldn't want someone to be acting around me. Maybe it's snappy or blaming or no, there's no possibility, no hope, hopeless. And it feels like the opposite of growth. It feels like the opposite of expansion. I guess that question would be have you tap into source here. And I like that you thought that you now can see that there are other choices and options that are made. So how can we turn our attention there?
So the question is
how to turn our attention
to more the other options that are available. Away from the wound towards, to turn.
That breach of trust is the wound.
Yes. It's amazing how many different forms of wound we've uncovered as we've been sort of started this path, this theme. Yeah.
Let's do a little, we're going to tack onto that for lovely source here. Because this is what I'm hearing. People are a breach of trust. They often, and we talked about this, is that we're thinking others have done this to us. And so in that question of how can we turn our attention to these choices and also recognizing that it's the choices and options don't have an external influence. They can't come from somebody else.
So, okay. So that, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that all those options are within. All of the different way of being is within, comes from within.
Right. Like, how do we turn to those? How do we turn our attention to the options that we already do have and believe that we have them and know that we have them?
Yeah. Okay. I think I have the gist, and I'm sure the divine has more than the gist, and they probably have the answer already queued up, and they said yes. Okay, so if this is your first time, I just take a couple seconds before I start channeling to deepen the connection and to really become aware of Source, and then I turn it over, I say hello and turn it over to them, and they will say something that will be quite a surprise to me, and I have no idea, but it's so wonderful to always to listen and be surprised. And I do love pleasant surprises. So I get those every time. So I've learned to say not all surprises. I love the pleasant ones. So, all right. Hello, Divine. So grateful for your presence here and your willingness to help us with all of this in the breach of trust and the different learning, being able to turn our attention to away from the wound to what else is there, to the other options, to whatever else is there. And so grateful for whatever you have to share. And we too are grateful for this opportunity each time to deepen the work, deepen the truth, deepen the messages that we have been presenting to you all, because there is so much depth in this desire to live beyond the wound, to recognize the wound, to recognize the woundedness of the ego, to recognize when you are there, and to recognize, to know, to discover the truth of who you are, which is miraculous in itself. It is so amazing. It is so beyond anything your ego can ever imagine, that your ego can ever relate to. And yet, this is you. This is the heart of you. And to learn to live from the heart of you, from the truth of you, which is, for many of you, something new, something you have not discovered. And many others of you have had some glimpses, some fleeting moments of this recognition, maybe not even recognition, but fleeting moments of something beautiful, profound, deep, talented, gifted, sweet, and so connected that you are not in that awareness normally, and yet there are these fleeting moments, there are these times that you can look back on and go, oh, I remember that time. That was a high point. That was a highlight. And every opportunity that comes your way, including the breach of trust, including anything that is causing you to experience pain and suffering, every opportunity is there to bring you into awareness, into a deeper awareness of the truth of who you are, and deeper awareness of a different way of living life as the truth of who you are. And that is truly to stand in your power. It is to live in your power. It is to be in your power. To stand in your power is to be in your power. As the example of the tree that we used earlier, the tree is simply being. It is being tree. It knows not how to be anything else. It doesn't know how to be anything else. All it knows is tree. And so it is being tree. Do you know you? Can you be you? Can you simply be you, the real you, the full you, the depth of you, not the ego part that is wounded? And yes, ego has attributes that are helpful and necessary in your world, but the real you is much deeper, much deeper. Seek to know the real you. Seek to this discovery as if you were looking for a buried treasure in your yard. Seek to know this discovery of you. Seek to know you. Seek to find you. Seek to live you and be you. And the more that you embrace you, the more that you recognize you are not that wounded person that you think you are or that keeps showing up in your life. It is showing up in your life so that you can see yourself for who you are, that you can become aware of the truth of who you are. That is why the woundedness is showing up, not because people don't love you or you don't love yourself or you're not good enough or any of those messages, but to simply be the truth of who you are. Can you be as the truth of who you are? You can only do that if you're willing to discover you, if you're willing to see beyond the wound, if you're willing to see beyond what you've always seen. What you have always seen is limited. Your sight is limited. It is as if the blinders are on and you can see a slice of what there is to perceive, and you can see what is directly in front of you. But just outside of that is more, and that more and more grows into magnificence, and that magnificence is within you. It is you. It is the heart of you. Be willing to be that heart of you, to be who you are, to share yourself with others once you discover that. And so the willingness to know you, the willingness to become you, the willingness to provide that you to others is so important. And in that willingness, wow, in that willingness, there's such an ability to discover something beyond what you have discovered. So recognize the wound and go, oh, yes, familiar place, wound. Familiar, but not where I choose to be right now. And ask for help if you don't know how to get from A to B, if you don't know how to get from wound to wholeness, from wound to the wholeness of you, from the wounded part of you to the wholeness of you. Just as the tree in the message that we channeled to Noemi earlier, the tree loses a limb and is still whole. And so you have this wound, but you are still whole. And so stepping into the wholeness of you, stepping out of the woundedness and recognizing that there is more to you. Be willing to embrace this understanding that there is so much more to you, so much more depth, so much more beauty, brilliance, power. And you want to stand in that power, then you need to know that power. Otherwise, you're standing in ego power or wound power. But standing in the power of wholeness of you is something really beyond. It is something magnificent. It is something you have not experienced in fullness. Very few of you have. And so it is a learning. It is a growth. Be willing for that growth. Recognize the wound is not where you need to be. If you've been living at that address a lot, if this has been the place that you've been hanging out, woundedness, you can change the address by recognizing that you are in the wound and recognizing you have other choices, and then asking for help if you can't see them. And then practice. So this is at the time of the wound. We ask you to recognize you are in the wound and also to realize that there is wholeness within you, and that is a place that you can be. And then, in addition, we ask you daily to start practicing to discover the truth of who you are, either in meditation, which is a recommendation that we give all of you, to go into the stillness and the silence of the present moment and see yourself there. Find yourself there. If not, you can be in a prayer that is quite deep and not a begging and please give me this kind of prayer. But in that connection to yourself and to us, in that place where you're connected to both yourself and us, that is where your answers lie. With much more to say and in great love, we are complete. Namaste. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, it's always beautiful to hear messages that are so poignant about feeling your own wholeness, not pieces or parts or this area and that area, but recognizing that, well, I heard the word ruined. Like, you're not ruined. Like, if you potentially think, oh, I ruined it. I spilled this on it. I know once I was painting. I was trying to do something and I tipped my paint on my painting and I was like, oh my gosh, I ruined it. But I actually in fact, learned how to mix colors extremely well. And it actually provided me a great foundation to be a fabulous makeup artist for the rest of my life. So
and that you are, my dear.
Thank you. I had so much fun. Because
you'll have to teach me sometime. But anyway, Yeah, I really like that, yeah, go ahead.
We think in that moment, we think it's a breach of trust. That like, how this has failed me. This has taken advantage of me. This is, broken me. I think that's such a thing. But and recognizing that you can never be broken because you are whole.
Yes, that piece, I was just going to say, that piece about the tree losing part of itself and still being whole. It's still a whole tree and not having this perception of woundedness. And that, so that wounds happen, we're still whole. Where's our perception centered? Are we focusing on the wound or going, ooh, I'm still whole. Let me find that. Let me access that.
Yes. And I can squeeze this in before the break here, is when I was very young and learning, I was learning because I hadn't yet experienced it. I remember every time I'd have the first fight, you know, with a fellow that I was dating, I thought, oh, well, that's that. We're over. We're done. This is broken. It's, you know, and I couldn't stop focusing on that part, the illusion of this fake perfection. Because I think that's it. There is an illusion of fake perfection, and then we think, okay, now it's ruined, but oh my gosh, this is it, Noemi. It is that illusion of fake perfection, and then we think this breach of trust and so ruined the perfection, but it was never perfect, because it's just perfect because it's perfect, not because it's externally perfect. It's not ego-ly perfect.
And ego-ly perfect.
Ego-ly perfect, yeah. The perfection.
Love that.
We judge it to be so. The perfection is because it is. And I think that's where a huge thing can help us all.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Love that. Oh, what a great note for a commercial break. Take a moment and we will be back very soon.
Absolutely.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. We are here, Access to Angels and Grace, with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. And we are finding out how to stand in our own power, our true power, actually, when a breach of trust has been experienced. And I think we're really diving into what is a breach and is everything ever even broken? And a lot of growth and fullness and wholeness here. A question came through, Noemi. This is going to be a big one.
Okay.
Okay. Because, well, now we're knowing. We're really recognizing when what part of ourselves we need to listen to even assess whether, you know, it's a breach. I love that you said earlier, I was in the channeled one, that in acceptance, there is no one to blame. So here's the question that came through to be channeled, hopefully. Yes, I think this is a big one. How do you stand in your power, or can you continue to stand in power when it hurts others? And I want to ask that for the people that they suddenly recognize, they have discernment that by doing this particular thing or continuing on this path, I can't do it anymore. It's no longer me. It's no longer in alignment. It's not right for me. So then they stop that path. They change. They continue their path, but it either leaves behind or hurts others, or they feel abandoned, or it breaks ties and relationships or works contracts. What do we do when by standing in our power, it does have others have to shift?
Well, it's such a great question, you know, so on one level, I'm listening to this going, huh, okay. Standing in our power hurts other people. And then, you know, part of, you know, the psychotherapist voice comes in and goes, you're not responsible for how other people feel. And I'm like, wait a second. So, you know, I'm having this dialogue here with myself. I'm going, wait a second. How about having some compassion for how other people feel and yet still standing in your power? And how do you stand in that power, stand in the wholeness of you, knowing, right? Maybe there's a relationship that has become toxic or painful, or maybe it always was, but now you're realizing that, and it's time to graciously move on. How do you do that, knowing the other person may, most likely, will experience it as another wound? So I think that's a great question, because so often we don't want to do something that empowers us if someone else is going to be disempowered. And even though we're not causing their disempowerment, but they will receive it in a way that causes them to feel disempowered.
We feel that we are breaching their trust. Yes.
Ooh, that's true too. Wow. A lot of goodness here. Okay.
one for divine.
Yeah. Okay. Just going to take a little water, because that was a lot last time and I didn't hydrate during the break as was really probably a good idea. Okay. This is a compound question. It's got so much juice to it. But it's so important to be able to do this, right? Because if we can't get to the place where we are comfortable enough or willing enough, then we're not going to stand in our power if someone else will receive that in a way of woundedness.
So yeah, almost feels like a sacrifice.
Yes, we might sacrifice instead. Well, Divine, I know you've heard it all. You've heard this, and just grateful in advance. Thank you in advance for the wisdom and the help that you were about to offer us. And you all are very welcome. And this question is very, very important, because there is so much emphasis on narcissism, on individual pursuit and individual attainment, individuation as self-actualization as the goal of human development. And that is really only up to a few rungs on the ladder of what is possible for humans in development, is that self-actualization, which, of course, a famous psychologist said this was the goal, this was the ultimate, is self-actualization. And yet, it is in relationship to others that you can fully know yourself. If you are cloistered, alone, you can have a deep connection to us, but there is that interrelational aspect, that interpersonal aspect of being human that adds a whole nother dimension. And so with care, for others, that is so important. And we're grateful that you can recognize this, but do not compromise yourself to take care of another's wounds. You are keeping them wounded as well. You are keeping yourself wounded. You are enabling the wounds in both of you by saying, oh, can't stand in the power, because if I stand in my power, they may be offended. I might hurt their feelings. I might be the cause of their pain and their suffering. And so you enable your wound to persist and their wound to persist. Can you love yourself enough and love them enough to lovingly and graciously embrace your power and embrace them too, even though they may not understand, even though they may not receive it? They may receive it from a wound. Doesn't mean that you become callous. Well, they're going to be wounded anyway, so let's just tell them we're done. Can you, in kindness and compassion, tell what needs to be said? Can you speak truth in this place of kindness and compassion for yourself and for them? If you stay supporting the wounds of both of you, you are not kind or compassionate to yourself or to them. If you instead move into that kindness and compassion, appreciation for yourself and appreciation for them as who they are and for their true, deep, unique, beautiful self that is buried within them that they may not know, and that maybe you have not known, you have not discovered, but knowing that each of you has that depth of beauty, of wisdom, of brilliance in you, and it is all unique. Each one of you is different. So even if you have not experienced that within them, knowing, taking a stand, not only for yourself, standing in your power and taking a stand, there is some overlap there. Taking a stand for yourself, for your power, for being true to yourself, and standing in power of believing and trusting for them to have the ability to know themselves. But yet that is all their path and their choice. And you are responsible for your choice. And in the kindness, if you can communicate in kindness, in caring communication, that is your responsibility. That is where the responsibility ends. If you communicate caringly and kindly to another, and it is something they may not want to hear, and it may be the ending of the relationship as you know it, it may be that, and they may not want to hear it, or it may be you taking a stand for something that has been hurtful, you have experienced, and has caused you hurt and pain and suffering. If it has been something demeaning towards you, or something that really is something where you would set the boundary of, this is not something that I can be okay with for me. I don't judge someone else if they want to do this, but for me, it is not me. It is not my alignment. And when you set that boundary, and yet you're willing to communicate in caring, loving kindness with another human being, that is the responsibility. That is where your responsibility ends. If they receive it in anger, if they receive it in woundedness, if they receive it in poor me, no one loves me, you continue to love. You continue to send love to them, even if the communication is now broken. Send that love to them energetically. Hold them in your heart and send them love. And you know that you have stood in love, and you have shared in love, and you have been love. And that is you being in your power. Your power is sourced in love. So once you communicate in love, once you stand in love, once you have been kind, kindness is an expression of love and compassion. Once you have been compassionate, which is love and connection, that all bridges the gap. And your responsibility is complete, and you accept whatever shows up, loving yourself and loving the other person, and knowing it is all okay, because they too are whole despite the wound, as are you, and that wholeness lives deep in you. And encourage yourself and others to find that, as we encourage you all to find that and live from that place and live as the truth of that. Once again, our love is overflowing towards you. Namaste.
was helpful. I think
that
very
was
helpful.
So sweet. I just have to say the messages are so affirming, and that is what I love about doing this. So helpful. Yes. We don't have to take responsibility for anything but that loving communication. And we don't always communicate that way.
Yes, I literally was pulled the line out, caring communication is your responsibility. That's it, though, like the caring of the communication piece. I have to share this example, though. I mean, I was just so in my face about this. I was not standing in my power on this one particular thing. Well, I'll just be honest here. My boyfriend's extremely loud. Like, he's so loud that it hurts my face a little bit. And so if we're in a car with him, it's uncomfortable. And so I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I was always making up excuses like, well, why don't I just meet you there? I'll just drive separately. And, oh, you know what? And I was making up all these ridiculous stories of why not to be in the car with him. Because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I must say, I did finally tell him, and his feelings were hurt, but that's not my responsibility. At that point, I did it with care, and his ego was hurt, and, you know, and it was what it was. I love that I'm using this situation on purpose, whereas I did use caring communication. His feelings still were hurt, and he still had to get over it, and he still makes fun of me. He's like, oh, am I hurting your face? Am I too loud? And how he sees this
there's that lightness of humor. There's that, you know, funniness of like, am I hurting your face?
Yes. Yes. And that's a good thing to start off with, those little ones. But I really was, it's so interesting how when we don't stand in our power, even on those small things, it literally was changing my entire schedule and my uncomfortability. And then now I was being dishonest. That's not really why I didn't want to be in the car. And I was making up all these things. Like, I need to stop off and get cat food first. You don't want to do that, you know? And so, making both of us not. And so I really appreciate that example coming up about caring communication is your responsibility. And I pulled another one out there, and I know we're running short on time, but are you enabling your or another's wound to persist? By not standing in your power.
And not communicating. So that caring communication is more important than maintaining the status quo and you know, not saying anything because maybe their feelings will be hurt. And so if we can communicate from love, we can't guarantee their feelings won't be hurt. But we've given them the opportunity to receive that love. And if we're communicating from judgment or annoyance, something like that, there is not a whole lot of opportunity to receive love there.
I love that. And I think that was the most important, that was the key thing there, is that you do your responsibility, and it may not be, I just love that. Yes. So standing in your power, let's just bring that right back to the front. I love this. It is not defending to the death your point of view or this or that. And it is about the caring communication, the respect, the discernment, the daily self-love, having a practice to know your wholeness and to recognizing that a wound is not a destruction. It's not the breach of trust. It's living in the wound and not from wholeness.
Back to all of that and of that wholeness. But it is so to me, you know, because it's so important. Like, we're enabling that other, both of our wounds, if we won't speak in love. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. And so by the time I say something, there's not a whole lot of love there because I, you know, this situation, like your face hurting, has been going on for a long time before you say something. So sometimes, you know, what happens then is something comes up and the ego gets engaged and there's, I loved, you know, that relational aspect and, you know, and also how we need to be so looking forward to getting to know us, the real truth, the real depth of us. And the more that we are, then we can stand in that loving self. And the other thing that I really liked, yes, here it is, because I don't always recall it all. They said there's a lot of overlap between taking a stand for something and standing in your power if it comes from love. Mm-hmm. If it comes from love, there's a lot in common there. So you take a stand for the other person's wholeness by speaking in love, that caring communication.
Yes, another's wholeness. Aw, well, I can't even imagine what our next show is going to be about in 2 weeks, but we hope that all of you will continuously return, tuning in and feeling the love, and really feeling loved and whole after every single one of our shows. And I know, Noemi, that's our goal.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And the messages are so supporting. There's never any judgment. When I have not yet channeled one judgmental message. There hasn't been any of this, you know, you are bad kind of nothing. It's so loving and so affirming and so appreciative.
Supporting, loving, and supportive, affirming. And that's why we love that. So please thank you everyone for tuning in and for always either visiting us on our page on Facebook or Noemi Grace herself or Lisa Berry, myself. And we'll talk to you guys again in 2 weeks and we'll have Noemi do some more channeling from the divine. Thank you so much, Noemi.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone.
Bye,
everyone. Have a beautiful day. Bye.